Well, hello there, and welcome to Proverb Per Diem, a daily podcast that's going through 31 days, spending a day on a verse or a passage from the book of Proverbs. I am humbled, honored, and blessed that you would take time out of your life to spend here with me. With that said, let's go ahead and dive in. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 1. Like snow in the summer or rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for a fool. There are some things that just do not go together, such as snow coming during the summer. And while there are some things that not only don't fit together, they are also dangerous or hurtful when they are combined, such as rain during a harvest. This verse explains to us that a fool in an honored position is not only an odd thing or an oxymoron, it's dangerous. And it's damaging to the people under that fool's authority, or under their influence of his authority. You are not guaranteed a place of honor, and you cannot always work yourself to a place of honor, but you can avoid being a fool. And let's face it, once a fool receives a place of honor, it ceases to be a place of honor. Snow in the summer. I can't imagine waking up on the 4th of July, going to the window, and seeing snow. It's out of place. It would throw me off. I might go and check to see if I'd been in a coma for a few months. The day that I was planning of swimming or being outside would change to a snow day. Still fun, but different. But where it would be fun for me, the poor farmer would have to worry about his crops freezing, or his crops being crushed under the weight of a heavy snow. So it would be with a fool who is put in a place of honor. At first, a new change of pace and a change from the usual rules is sort of fun. But the work that depends on the consistency of patterns could be lost or destroyed. A fool might bring fun for a time, but after the new wears off, there are deep, troubling problems. Rain during harvest. Sons, I'm not sure if you'll ever have the opportunity to go haul hay, but I may talk one of your uncles into growing some just to give you a taste of that good time. One of the more memorable experiences I had with hay, my cousin and I were working, and then my uncle called. Square bales were sitting in the field and the rain was coming. We were told to drop everything and to go load it. Now normally there were three of us. One to drive the truck, usually my uncle, two to load the hay, and then we would park the truck and stack it on the trailer neatly. That'd be my and my cousin's job. If we were lucky, there would be a fourth person who would stack the hay on the trailer as we loaded. This was no such time. It was my cousin and me. And so we lined the truck between two rows of hay, and we got on opposite sides of the trailer. We dropped the truck into the first gear and let it coast between the two rows, while we walked and jogged beside the truck, throwing bales of hay onto the trailer, and running to the truck once we got to the end of the field to stop it and turn it down the next row and to keep going. By the time the trailer was loaded, we were exhausted from having to keep pace with the truck and the trailer, but we weren't finished. It had to be unloaded and stacked in the barn. We finished just as the rain was starting, but that's the image I have when I read this verse. Harvest time is here and the rain is coming. We had an urgency to get everything gathered. The fool is coming and could ruin everything. So is the fool in honor. You may find yourself in a place of honor. When you do, you have a responsibility not to be a fool. Even if it's just an honorary title or an award, by being a fool, you bring disgrace to it. If it's a job that you'll be a burden to the people you're leading, you owe it to them to not be foolish or make foolish decisions. In both of these cases, you will ruin the position and make it much harder for the next person coming after you. So what's the takeaway? One, don't be a fool. You don't have to act like a donkey. So don't. Two, don't increase the work for others. If you're over them, don't make it harder on them. Make their load lighter. Takeaway three, avoid being under a fool. Look, if possible, don't look up and find yourself under the influence or the guidance of a fool. Do your homework. Don't work for people that are fools. Know what you're getting yourself into. I pray that as you've listened to this monologue between me to my sons, that God used something that I said today to speak to you, and that He protected me from saying anything foolish and protected you from being led in the wrong direction by anything I say. As we part ways, remember this. Our circumstances are in God's hands, and whether they are good or bad, all that is required of us is to trust Him. Have a great day.